From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 20th day of September 2013. I'm Philip Grant. Well, the fog from this morning is beginning to dissipate, and the National Weather Service is predicting that we will have a mostly cloudy day through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 80 degrees. For Friday night, patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 55. We'll run down the weather for the weekend and back to work Monday in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. Claverick is at the top of the news today as the town supervisor is calling for the removal of one of the planning board members. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that Town of Claverick planning board member Nathan Chess could be removed from his seat by the town board. Supervisor Robin Andrews called for his removal in a letter addressed to Chess on September the 7th. Chess was critical and outspoken about the approval process for the Big Up Festival held for the first time in Claverick this summer. A public hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, September the 24th at the Philmont Village Hall, at which time both sides will have the opportunity to present their cases. The hearing will be overseen by Town of Ancrum Supervisor Art Basin. That full story you will find in today's Register Star. Over in Greene County, both the GOP and the conservative lines have given their endorsement for Supreme Court Justice. Jessica Monsier is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Attorney Carol Donnelly Stevens has secured both the Republican and conservative nominations for New York Supreme Court Justice. A resident of Windham, Donnelly Stevenson would represent the 3rd Judicial District, which includes Greene and Columbia counties, as well as Albany, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, if elected. She's been the Greene County Attorney for 11 years and was the first woman appointed to the position. If elected in November, Donnelly Stevens will serve a 14-year term beginning January the 1st. That full story you'll find in today's Daily Mail. Amtrak officials are busy negotiating to avoid a shutdown. Eric Anderson is reporting in the Times Union that Amtrak and state officials are racing to meet an October 1st deadline on a cost-saving agreement required to avert a rail shutdown in New York. Amtrak this week began notifying employees in New York and in other states without agreements that service could end on some routes and their jobs could be abolished. The cost-sharing agreement is required by legislation Congress passed 5 years ago. Known as the Passenger Rail Investment and Improvement Act of 2008, states and Amtrak are required to jointly develop a method to share costs for trains on routes of up to 750 miles. Amtrak has more than 1,600 employees in New York State and operates a maintenance facility in Rensselaer. The Passenger Railroad said it set an all-time record for ridership in July, up nearly 5% from July 2012. The route between the Capital Region and New York City, one of the busiest, carried just under 100,000 passengers in July. You'll find that full story in the Times Union. And in our final story, Congressman Gibson puts his vote in against the food stamp cuts. The WGXC newsroom is reporting that Kinderhook conservative Chris Gibson was one of just 15 Republicans voting against the $40 billion in food stamp cuts over 10 years that passed the U.S. House on Thursday, September the 19th. 217-210. No Democrats voted for roll call 476. The New York Times states that according to the Congressional Budget Office, nearly 4 million people would be removed from the food stamp program under the House bill starting next year. The Budget Office said after that, about 3 million a year would be cut off from the program. Part of the farm bill that expires October the 1st, the bill moves next to the U.S. Senate. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat, released this statement after the vote, and I quote, "The House GOP has decided to pass a bill that cuts $40 billion from food stamps, directly punishing the hungry. Millions more won't be able to put food on the table if this draconian legislation were to become law. I will urge my Senate colleagues to stand together and fight these cuts in conference," end quote. You'll find links to the House roll call vote and the article in the New York Times on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. As for the weather, the patchy dense fog that we had this morning has dissipated. The National Weather Service is predicting gradual clearing with a temperature high near 80 degrees. For Friday night, patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 55. As for the next 3 days on Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall with a temperature low around 59. On Sunday, showers are likely, mainly before 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. And for back to work Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Sun rose this morning at 6:41 a.m. and will set at 6:55 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 13 minutes. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 20th day of September 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.